Imagine being so efficient that you get an extra hour out of your day. What would you do with that extra hour? The possibilities are endless. And just how do you get that extra hour? By heading to your nearest Thumb Cellular office to check out their selection of BlackBerry smartphones. You heard right. Find out why the BlackBerry smartphone is the number one selling smartphone in the United States. Studies show that the average BlackBerry user increases productivity by 60 minutes a day. There's thousands of apps for you to download to make you more efficient at work and to entertain you when you're at play. The best part is, you can now get a BlackBerry smartphone for as low as $49. Stop into any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask about the BlackBerry Pearl Flip 8230. A great flip phone with all the power of a BlackBerry smartphone for just $49. Terms of service apply, and it's available from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
And we're back here after that timeout. Quinn must have been something right there, Coach Quinn, because they probably went down and Tyler Price laid it off the low rate, 17-14, Deckerville with the lead. And they're going to get a hand run there. Deckerville made a nice pass inside the Asher in the paint. He went up over everybody and made a fadeaway jumper back. It's going to be good.
Well, you know what? He had a guy hanging on him. That's how he got the foul. But he got the shot off even with the kid hanging onto his arm.
So Asher picks up his first team first. 19-14, Deckerville Eagles with the lead. 5:54 to go here in the second period. In the end, one shot up and good. 20-14, Deckerville with the lead. Oh, ball down in the corner now to Pulaski on the left side. Quinn gets the back at the top. He's covered there by Asher. By Decker. Now back over to Quinn again. Quinn gave it up. Quinn tries to drive in, but he has it blocked by Asher. Asher takes it, brings it up the court. He looks to push it, passes it over to a Cuddy. Estrada, and Estrada is undercut there by Scott Krug, and Scott Krug is going to pick up the blocking foul. It's going to be his first team split.
Deckerville ball out of bounds underneath their basket.
I've got to catch myself there. They gave that to Brandon Bean. I would have gave it to Scott Krug. Don't you think Krug slid in there a little bit later than
yeah, and they're giving him a shooting foul, too, so not out of bounds. I think right now Bad Axe is just a little bit stifled by that change-up in defense.
Yep.
They're playing what appears to be a matchup zone.
And they went to that trap, and all of a sudden Bad Axe lost their momentum. Once Deckerville took the lead here, they stepped up their own confidence. But that lead has really gave them the confidence.
Yep.
Estrada's first shot's no good.
They just need to clean up the turnovers, and they'll probably be all right.
You know, but you got to look. The Bad Axe guys are holding their short. They're a little bit tired from that full-court press, too.
Yep.
Second shot's up, no good. Rebound control down by Asher. Asher goes back up. It's an easy one. Nobody backs out. That's not going to make Quinn happy. 22-14, Deckerville with the lead. 5:28 to go here in the first half.
I don't think anybody got a body on him.
No. And he was way up in the paint. Asher with the ball on the right side of Quinn. He swings it back to Pulaski at the top of the key. Swings it to the right side to Quinn. Quinn shoots the long three. It's short. Pulaski gets the rebound. He goes up and in. Asher gets the hand on him. No good. It's chipped in. And now coming down with the rebound is going to be Nick Taylor. Nick Taylor pushes the ball up to Patel. Patel bucks his offense up. He takes it to the right side. Of course, it goes over there to Decker. Decker tries to throw it inside to Nick Taylor, and he throws it away.
Another turnover.
Checking in for Deckerville is going to be number 20, Kevin Law, and number 14, Jeffrey Colesta. Coming out is Decker and
Strada.
Remind you of the old days of Eric Estrada, and I was trying to think of the show he's in. I know he's on that car commercial, but
remember Chip?
Now we're really dating ourselves here.
Oh, yeah.
Pulaski drives it in the paint. It's no good. Rebound control down by Lass. Lass hands it off to Patel. Patel brings it up the left side. He's had a couple open guys, but he's tried to wait. Lass passes it over to the left side to Kevin Lass. Kevin dribbles around over to the right side. He gives it to Colesta.
Oh, nice.
Colesta's made a nice dip down low. Quinn Taylor took the shot, but it was stolen away by Quinn. Quinn fouled up the court. Now they want a timeout. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard.
Son of a...
What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done at our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
We're back here after that bad ass timeout. Deckerville with the lead, 22-14, 4:20 to go here in the first half. Ballas with the ball, up inside with the shot with Dean. His shot's no good, rebound controlled by Deckerville. Carrasco bringing the ball up the court. He made a beautiful move down here that there's no way to really describe it over the radio. You just had to see it. He's only stands in there, what, 5'8"?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was shake and bake.
And then he was just on the wrong, he had the wrong cutoff to take a good shot, so he kind of handed it off to Taylor, but Taylor couldn't hang on to it, I read it. Deckerville gets the ball underneath here as it was tipped out of bounds by Ballas. They inbound it to Asher. Asher makes a move. He shoots over three Ballas defenders. No good. Long rebound. It's going to go to the
I don't think that's the shot he wanted.
No. And I don't think he was going to get a good shot off of the three bigs from Ballas there. They match up size-wise here. There's no
really
team that has an advantage height-wise here.
And I think they're both very athletic teams. Very athletic.
One thing I really got to give Deckerville credit for is they're standing down there with their arms up as those guys are bringing the ball to court. And I preach that for years. Get their hands up and their hands in the passing lane, and that makes a big difference. Pulaski takes a shot inside on the paint. It's no good. It goes to the over, back and forth, puts around. Finally, they're going to call it off the box. Deckerville's going to get it underneath.
Oh, yeah, since they're changing it, they're going to give it back to, I think Asher did get a hand on it, so it's going back to
Ballas. We got a couple of substitutions there. I didn't catch them all, so bear with us here. 3:43 to go here in the first half. Deckerville with the lead, 22-14. Ballas with the ball, up and off the glass. The stone runs around and runs out. It was a nice shot.
He had a double pop shot. Everybody in the air went up and
there's a foul. Rebound controlled by Petula. Petula brings it all the way up the court. He sets up his offense. Drives right. He's covered there by Pulaski. Feed it down in the corner to Decker. Decker throws it back to the top for a short rim out shot there by Estrada. Rebound controlled by Decker. Decker's shot in the paint for a big lead foul.
Yeah, that was a good rebound. He got in the paint, and then when he got the rebound, he got hammered up on the football.
And that's going to be Scott Kurtz's second, team seventh, so it's going to be a bonus the rest of the way out here for the Deckerville Eagles with 3:16 remaining in the first. Nobody is boxing out right now for Ballas. They've got the position for it, too, so. Ball rips around there, bounces around a couple times, but Decker gets his first shot to foul. 23-14. Checking out of the game for Ballas. The crew checking in is Tyler Price, the 6'2 junior. A lot of good communication here for the Deckerville Eagles. As soon as that sub came in, they wanted to know who it was going to be, if the box was made, what they're going to run.
Yep.
That's impressive to see a team talking that well. Second shot was good, 24-14. Ballas quickly pushed the ball off the glass, and he was wide open for a three. 24-17, 3:06 to go in the first half. Petula brings the ball up, brings it to the left side. Now they throw it back up to the side to Petula. Now he throws it over to the right side.
Now Ballas says there's no offense. It's like they're shadowing the post player.
Estrada with the ball here. He swings it around. They get it all the way to the other side. Now they bring it back to Estrada. He puts in the paint. He has his shot deflected by Shutton. Goes right into the hands of Asher. Asher tries to go up for a shot, and he was coming from under the basket.
Yeah.
And went up, and the officials are going to give him two shots on that.
Oh, wow.
Because he jumped in the air. He was not even facing the man.
Okay. Well, he was coming in with a power dribble and went up, so.
But he was going with a power dribble from behind the back of the basket.
Yep, he got the ball behind the backboard.
And his arm was not even in the air.
You know what? I tell my players, you know, when you feel that contact, at least throw it at the backboard and see if you can get the call.
But he wasn't even throwing it at the backboard. It was still below his waist. So we'll give the strength a check for a bad call there. But
okay, just think about it then. Think about shooting.
But the ball don't lie because Mr. Asher took his first one and missed, and he took his second one and missed, and great pass out there by Tyler Price. He managed to get over and get the rebound for Ballas.